Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January the 10th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 7 cents at 5.99¾. March wheat up 3.5 cents at 7.62, and March beans down 25.5 cents at 13.84¾. Meal was down 8.70 a ton, and the oil was down 75 ticks. The beans led us the way down here. I have no idea why beans were 25 cents lower. There were some rains in Brazil, but it's the northern two-thirds where they've already had rains. Argentina looks like it's going to be an absolute baking oven over the next week with temperatures up to 110 degrees. So I don't know why they sold off the beans. Their support down around 1380, we held that on a close. The corn should have had some support around $6. We closed just under it by a quarter of a cent, but the beans kind of pushed the corn lower as well. Crude oil was down 74 a barrel. The dollar is up 21, so none of those things helped out here. The wheat was a little bit higher off the concerns about the Russian situation with Kazakhstan and with the Ukraine. Nobody knows where that's going to wind up, but any disruption with Russia in the wheat market could push wheat prices higher. Though we closed five off the lows, we closed five off the highs, but we were able to close 14 cents off the lows. So really, we're only 3.5 cents higher, but it wasn't all that bad. Minneapolis wheat was down again. Oats were down again. Kansas City was up 3 cents as well. Really surprised again at today's actions. You know, maybe the funds want to lighten up before CONAB comes out tomorrow. We've got supply and demand on Wednesday, so maybe the funds are just liquidating a little bit here before the reports. But I didn't see anything really fundamentally that should have pushed corn and beans lower here today. In fact, you would have guessed they would have been higher with this weather report out of Argentina. So really didn't make a whole lot of sense here today. The Dow Jones, which was down 550 points early, came back, only closed down 162 points. I'm not sure why we broke so much. I'm guessing it was because of COVID fears. I don't know why we came back, but volatility out here continues. And this whole week with CONAB tomorrow and the supply and demand on Wednesday, we are going to see some very choppy action out here. Wednesday's close in the grains and the beans ought to give us a good idea of where these things are headed. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.